cut into this story, but what this story is, it's kind of a different angle. The reporter on this story decided he was going to go interview the 9 or 10 city council people that voted to put the Ten Commandments on the wall. It says, commandment drives at the local level are not limited to courthouses and schools. Despite all the pious posturing in defense of the religious texts, there are signs that not all politicians in Charleston were practicing what they preach. The Charleston Post, a newspaper, apparently thought it would be interesting to see if the same council members who wanted to endorse the Ten Commandments could actually name them. Out of the 9 council members, none could name all 10 commandments. 2 refused to even try. Now, what I want you to see in this is here was a group of politicians that unanimously said, we want the 10 commandments on our walls. But when someone asked them, do you even know what the 10 commandments are? They say, no, they can't even name them. The reason that they were doing that was, what do you suppose the reason was? To secure public favor. That's what's going on in the United States today. Now, Great Controversy 590. It will be declared that men are offending God by the violation of Sunday Sabbath, that this sin has brought calamities which will not cease until Sunday observance shall be strictly enforced, and that those who present the claims of the fourth commandment, thus destroying reverence for Sunday, are troublers of the people, preventing the restoration to divine favor and temporal prosperity. Sister White tells us here that sometime before the Sunday law, the temporal prosperity of the United States is going to be swept away. And these are some old magazine articles. This one says the crash of 99. It's talking about an economic crash. This article, the crash of 2000. I bring these out for this point. Seventh-day Adventists may not want to recognize that there's an economic collapse on the horizon. They may want to continue building their homes and investing, Seventh-day Adventists. But the people in the world are expecting it. They're seeing it coming. And Great Controversy says it will come. We've read a couple articles, at least from the Washington Post. Let me read you an article from the Washington Post. This is from January 1st. Good times are predicted for this year. The capital has made economic progress. The capital city will enjoy economic prosperity equal to last year, bankers say. Business and capital have been highly